Today's shir is Masechta Gittin Daf Chaf. We will begin a mitzvah Shem on Daf Yud Tes on the base, four lines from the bottom. Says the Gemara, Hu Gavra, there was an individual, the Zor Gita Ledvusa. He threw a get at his wife, Lebeni Dani, amongst the barrels. Ashtakach, after they looked for the get on the floor, the only thing they were able to find was mezuzah. They were able to find a mezuzah. Amar Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman says, mezuzah beidani leishchichi. It's not common to find a mezuzah amongst the barrels, and therefore we don't have to be concerned that the document that the husband had thrown towards the wife was a get. We could be confident that what he sent through at her was a mezuzah. He was just trying to start up with her, and she is not considered in any way a divorced woman. Says the Gemara, Hani Mili. But this that we just discussed, that we don't even have to be concerned, is Ishtaka Chada. If we found one mezuzah there, since we found only one mezuzah there, as we just explained, it's unlikely that a mezuzah should be there. And since it's unlikely that a mezuzah should be there, we could be lenient in assuming that that was what was thrown, and she's not divorced. Avashtai Mishloisha, if he found two or three mezuzahs, Mida Ha-Havi, because she found this mezuzah, Ha-Nami-Havi. It must be that if there were other documents that were found there, maybe there was also a get there, and we can't find it. The Gita, and we can't find it because Eimer Achbar Meshiklur, we need to be concerned that maybe it was picked up by mice. And therefore, under such circumstances, the halacha is that we have to be concerned that she's maybe divorced. One of the issues that comes up in learning this piece of Gemara is the concern about transporting a mezuzah. Of course, we know a mezuzah has to be treated with the greatest respect. And the question is that, let's say somebody is receiving a mezuzah from Eretz Yisrael, and the mezuzah from Eretz Yisrael needs to be sent. There's no one that can bring it. Can it be sent in the mail? Is that not considered enough of a respectful way to send a mezuzah? So the Sefer Chashuki Chemed, Rav Zilberstein Shlita, quotes his father-in-law, Rav Yoshev Zatzal, who says that if it's the normal way to send packages, even important packages, valuable packages, are sent through the mail, so that is permissible. And therefore, he says you could send a mezuzah through the mail. He also quotes a tshuva from the Shalos HaTshuvos Imre Yosha, Chelek Bei Simen Kuf Ayin Aleph, that discusses if you're allowed to send a Sefer Torah through the mail. He says that certainly you could send it through the mail, and certainly if the Sefer Torah is in a box, there's much less of a concern. For he explains that once the Sefer Torah is in a box, so even if it's going to be thrown around, the fact that it's in a box will protect it. The only issue he raises is that one needs to be concerned if you send a Sefer Torah in a box, what will happen if somebody sits on the box? And again, the issue that has to be looked into, is it common that if somebody's sending something in the mail in a box, that there's going to be somebody sitting on the box? And if it's not likely that somebody is going to be sitting on the box, there's certainly room to be lenient. Continues the Gemara, Amar Hahu Gavra, the Alabei Knishta. Somebody went into the shul, the Shokel Sefer Torah, and he took a Sefer Torah v'yov le'ledvisa and he gave it to his wife, Vamala, and as he gave her the Sefer Torah, he said, Harei ha gitech, this is your get. Says the Gemara, obviously, the Ramoshin, the Dibras Moshe, says that we have to explain that this Gemara is referring to a situation where he owned the Sefer Torah. Because as we're going to be learning in our Shiur Mitzvah Shem, the halacha is that the get that's given has to belong to the husband. And therefore, the halacha has to be that he owned that Sefer Torah. Amar Rav Yosef, so Rav Yosef says, L'may lechishloi, why should we be concerned that this may possibly be a valid get? If we should be concerned, as we discussed in our previous year, that somebody perhaps wrote the get with ink, that you can't see the ink, says the Gemara, we learned in our previous year, and I'm an aleph of this blot, that a mei milin al mei milin. If somebody writes with the mei milin on top of a cloth that was prepared with mei milin, the halacha is that it's not considered writing. So if that's the way the get was written, it wouldn't be a room for consideration. V'mishum krisis the ksiba, because if the pasuk uses, because the Torah, when it speaks about the parasha of Gittin, says the kosel of sefer krisis the nosan biyod of a shulchan v'beisa habi'inan the chos of law. Even though the get does have those, even though the Torah does have those words, but we need the kos of law lishma, that the get should be written lishma, and this sefer Torah has to be, this sefer Torah was not written lishma. The question that many Achronim ask is, even why didn't the Gemara ask a much more fundamental question? The get has to have the name of the name of the people that are getting divorced. A Sefer Torah certainly doesn't have those people. So some say that indeed the Gemara could have asked that question. Others say that the Gemara at this point is assuming that as long as the Torah says v'holcha v'silish acher, that the words of the Torah, that those words of the Torah, which are indication that the husband is telling the wife, you are now permitted to marry anyone, is enough to make it a kosher get b'di'evid. And since that's enough to make it a kosher get b'di'evid, that's why the Gemara is suggesting maybe it's a good get. V'chi teima, says the Gemara, leichish, maybe we should be concerned. Dilma, agdem yavle suzu mekara, that when he wrote the get, he wrote the Sefer Torah, he gave the Sefer money, and when he gave the Sefer the money, he said that this Sefer Torah that is being written should be written the Shem Get. But ask the Gemara, as we just said, Habin is Shema, Vishma, Shem Ira, Vishem Ira. We have to have his name and her name, and the name of the cities, and Veleka, and all that is missing. So here the Gemara discusses that a get has to have the husband's name and the wife's name and the names of the cities. The Rishonim debate if this halacha is a deraisa or this is a derabbanan. Tosfos Dvarei Maskil Ha is of the opinion that it has to be, that it's a din deraisa. The Mordechai, quoting Rabbeinu Yoel Halevi, says that according to Rabbi Lezer, whose opinion we've learned, Rabbi Lezer, whose opinion we've discussed many times in our shurim, who holds Eidi Mesira Karti, the halacha is that as long as there are Eidim who are here and can testify that they saw the husband give the get to the wife, even if therefore that is adequate, and therefore the need to have all these names in the get, all these facts in the get, is only midrabbanan. But he says that even though he holds that this is a halacha drabbanan, he does say that the get that was not written with the names, the couple that has a get that wasn't written that way, would not be divorced. Because he explains that just like when we speak about kedushin, the halacha is kol mekadesh, that whoever gets married, adata drabbanan mekadesh, gets married based that the rabbanan are satisfied and say that this is a valid kedushin. The same halacha is regarding a get. Call the megarish, adata the rabbanan megarish. Whoever gets divorced based on the acceptance of the rabbanan of that get. And if this get is not a good get mid rabbanan, then the woman is not considered divorced, says the Gemara. If that's the case, so Rabbi Yosef that told us that if you give a sefer Torah to a wife, that isn't going to be a get. Ask the Gemara of Yosef Maikam Ashmalon, what's he coming to teach us? He's coming to teach us the halacha that we discussed, that we learned in our previous year, that this ink that is invisible on top of a parchment that was treated with mei milan is not considered a valid way of writing. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chisda, get shekasu shloi l'shma. If a get was written shloi l'shma, the hevel of kumis, and then somebody wrote on top of it with ink, the halacha is, he wrote that l'shma, says the Gemara, Rabbanan l'machlekes of Yehuda Rabbanan. Says the Gemara, it's connected to machlekes of Yehuda Rabbanan, the Tanya. The Gemara, the Brisa teaches us, Harei shor yitzorach lichtov as a shame. Somebody was writing a Sefer Torah, and the Sefer was supposed to come to the Shem Hashem, and Niskaven lichtov Yehuda, and he had in mind to write the name Yehuda, the Tor, and he made a mistake, Vlohitl by Dalad, and he didn't put in the Dalad. So he has here the Yudkei Vovkei, but he has the Yudkei Vovkei, but it wasn't written, L'shem Shemayim. What could you do? Mavel of Kumis. You could write on top of it. Or Mekatshoi. And that will make it into a valid Sefer Torah. That will give the shame the Kedusha it needs to have. The Kedusha requires to be a kosher Sefer Torah. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. The Chomer Omrim. The Chomer Hom Ein Shem in a Mufchor. That's not the way the shame is supposed to be written. So Rashi explains that what is meant when Rav Chisda said, get your kosva shaloi l'shma v'hevel of kilmus l'shma, that means he took every letter of the get and he rewrote it, he wrote on top of it. However, the Maram Shif says that, as we're going to learn, there are two parts of the get. There's the tarif, which is the standard language of the get, and there's the typhus, which are the special names. He says that if what Rashi means to say is that what Rav Chisda is referring to is that he rewrote every letter of the typhus, of the tarif, not of the typhus. The typhus would not have to be written. So Rav Chisda's opinion is that you could fix it by rewriting it. The Pnei Yeshua says, so the question that many Mefarshim ask is the Chachamim are of the opinion ain't a shame min ha-mufchor. But the opinion is that this is not a kosher Sefer Torah. So the question is, why do they use a wording of ain't a shame min ha-mufchor? Shouldn't he have used that a much stronger language that it's not a kosher get? So there are Rishon, Rabbi Kiva Eger says that Rabbi Acha means to say what ain Hashem and Amefcher is indeed that it's only possible by the Eved. But Rabbi Acha will agree, says Rabbi Kivager, that by the Eved it would be a kosher Sefer Torah. The son-in-law of Rabbi Kivager, the Chassam Sofer, disagrees with his father-in-law, and his opinion is that even though the Gemara uses the words ain Hashem and Amefcher, it doesn't mean that it's only Postal L'chatchila, he says it's not, Einem Hashem and Amufchor means that it's not even kosher b'di'evid. So why did he use that type, of a language? So I saw that the Mefarshim explained that the reason he used that kind of a language is to teach us that what is the issue here. The issue here is that it's lacking in Ze Keli Vanveyu. And what our Gemara is teaching us is that Ein Hashem and Amufchor is that a Sefer Torah that's lacking the Ze Keli Vanveyu makes it possible. And that's what we're trying to teach us, how critical Ze Keli Vanveyu is. The Ritvaz asks a question. Why does the Brice have to teach us that it's speaking about a case where he wanted to write Yehuda, and he made a mistake, and he wrote Yudkei Vovkei, but he wrote it Shloi L'Shma? Why couldn't the Braisa have said that he intended to write Hashem's name, but he didn't write it L'Shma, and now he has an issue that he needs to fix? Says the Ritvaz, the reason the Gemara taught us this case is the Braisa wants to teach us a Chiddush. that even where teaches how lenient Rabbi Yehuda is, that even in this case, that not only did he write the Shem Hashem Shaloi Lishma, but it was not even his intention to write the Shem Hashem. The halacha is that it's not going to be, Rabbi Yehuda will still say that it's fixable. The halacha is, the Ramah in Oyer Chaim Siman Lamed Gimel Siftal discusses a case where somebody, where the ritzus of the tefillin have to be black, and they have to be painted black. What would be the halacha if they were painted by a non-Jew? What would be the halacha to the Jew paint on top of that paint and make the it kosher? Says the Ramah, says the Magen Avraham, that the halacha is that those ritzus would be fine. Because here, there's a problem, as we're learning, that ain't a shame in a mufka. That's not the way we're supposed to write the Shem Hashem. Here, it's not, here, there's no problem with coloring something on top of another coloring, and therefore, he suggests it would be fine. The Bi'ar Locha over there, the Remaskal Puzzle, is not that confident that this, that should be satisfactory, because we're learning in our Gemara that one on top of another, writing on top of another writing, as we're learning in our Shurim, may not be satisfactory. What the Bi'ar Locha recommends should be done under such circumstances is that we know there are two sides. One side is black and one side is not black. So the Bi'ar Locha says that you should just turn over the ritzuis to the side that are not black, and that side should be colored properly by a Jew, and that would solve all of our problems. Says the Gemara, Amar Vacha B'Yakov. So the Gemara is trying to connect the question by a get. The Gemara is trying to connected to the question of a Sefer Torah. Says Rav Acha B'Yakov, maybe the two situations are not similar. Demaloyi at Kalakam Rabbanan Hosom, the Rabbanan are machmer by Sefer Torah, the Be'inan, as we've been explaining. The Torah requires Zeh Keli Vanveyu. And writing on top of another writing, the Lekka, doesn't fulfill Zeh Keli Vanveyu. Avol Hocha, when it comes to get, Loi, the Chamer will agree that a get could be corrected by writing on top, one on top of the other. So the two cases are not comparable. One of the reasons the Mefarshim point out, why is this lacking in Zeh Keli Vanveyu? Why is there an issue if you rewrite on top of the existing Shem Hashem? Why is that lacking in Zeh Keli Vanveyu? So many Achroinim explain that the issue here is that it looks like Menumer. If all the letters of a Sefer Torah were just written once, and this was written twice, then it's lacking in Zeh Keli Vanveyu. That's not the way a Sefer Torah should be written. And therefore, we have now a new concern, a concern of Menumer. We have a concern that when a Sefer Torah is supposed to be written, it has to be written in a nice, consistent handwriting. So this brings up a very important question. Many times, when somebody has a Sefer Torah written, they leave over the last few lines or whatever of the Sefer Torah, and people come and they write those letters. The people who come obviously are not Seferim, and certainly don't all have the same type of handwriting. And therefore, there are Chroinim who suggest that this minig that we know is so popular should not be followed, because our Gemara just taught us that Menumer is an issue by Sefer Torah. Many Achroinim disagree, and their opinion is that this would not disqualify the Sefer Torah, because even though you have all of these individuals writing these letters, and each one of us have our own signature, have our own handwriting, the halacha is that since the cipher, after everybody finishes doing this, the halacha is that he fixes up the letters and makes them look nice. That isn't considered Menumer. The Yad Yitzchak has a different issue. The Yad Yitzchak says that the issue here is the Sefer Torah, the cipher who writes the Sefer Torah obviously has to be an expert and has to write the Sefer Torah in a proper fashion. And the question that he brings up is that if you have all these people who are writing letters in the Sefer Torah, we can't be confident that they're all writing, that all these people are religious Jews. And in fact, the Chabina Rav said that when he was the Rav in Chabin, the first person that donated a Sefer Torah to the community was an individual who was a religious Jew. But he had a son-in-law who the Chabina Rav was concerned about his level of observance. And because to avoid any problems, the Chabina Rav instituted that nobody should write a letter, not to embarrass somebody. And he said that from then on, he never wrote a letter in a get. But I saw, on the other hand, that there was once a question about the kashrus of a Sefer Torah. And he says that when you have the Sefer Torah, and you look at the Sefer Torah, and you look at the last letters of the Sefer Torah, and you see that the letters are uneven and they're not the same, that could be a raya that the Sefer Torah is actually a kosher Sefer Torah, because it was obviously followed that it was obviously they followed the halacha, they followed the minig that everybody writes a letter in the last Sefer Torah, and that's why the end of the Sefer Torah looks that way. And the Pnei Menachem, the Ger Rebbe, actually said, Minig Yisrael Torah, that the Minig of Klal Yisrael, that everybody writes the letters in the Sefer Torah, even though, as we've been discussing, it could raise all sorts of issues, Torah, it's still considered that the Sefer Torah is a valid Sefer Torah, and we need not be concerned for the kashrus of Sefer Torah. Amar Rav Chisda. So says Rav Chisda, Yechilnu Nafsif L'Kuli Gita Da Alma. I could disqualify all the Gitin. Amar Lei Rava. So Rava said to Rav Chisda, Mai Tama. Ilay Mishum D'Ksiv. Because you're going to say the Torah says that the cost of law, that the husband should be the one to take care of the writing the get. Vacha. And here, what they instituted was that, as the Gemara says in Masechta Baba Basra, Daf Kuf Samach Aleph Amen Aleph, that the wife pays for the get. And the reason that they instituted the wife should pay for the get is because they were concerned that the husband will procrastinate and not pay the cipher and not have a get, and meanwhile she remains an aguna. So that's why they instituted that the wife writes the get, and that suggests the Gemara would be a violation of a kosher law. So the Gemara Dilma Iknuy Aknal Rabbanan. Maybe Chazal made that the wife pays, but it becomes hers. And this is a very interesting point that the Gemara makes, because throughout Shas, and as the Rishonim explain here, how could the Rabbanan do this? They could do this with the concept of Hefker Bezdin Hefker. But throughout Shas, the definition of Hefker Bezdin Hefker is that Chazal could take something that belongs to me and be mafker it. Here, they're doing much more. What they're doing here is they're taking something that really belongs to the wife and makes it the property of the husband. Yet the Gemara is applying the concept of Hefker Bezdin, right? The Rabbanan is still applying the concept of Hefker Bezdin Hefker. Others say that that's not what the Gemara means, because the Gemara indeed is well aware that Hefker Bezdin Hefker does not have the ability to take something that belongs to me and make it yours. Rather, the way to understand this Gemara, the way to understand Hefker Bezdin Hefker in this Gemara, is that Chazal are mafker to get. After Chazal are mafker to get with the authority of Hefker Bezdin Hefker, then the husband picks it up from Hefker and takes ownership, which would be not an issue. Mm-hmm. Ella, what is the reason, suggests the Gemara of Chizda, says, all get an apostle, Meshim Deksiv, V'nosin biyada. You have to give her, the get has to have some value. Vacha lo yav lo midi. He's not giving anything of value. Says the Gemara, Dilma, says the Gemara, what the Torah means is nesinas geti, that the Torah doesn't require that it should have value. What the Torah requires is that you should put it into our hand. But nowhere does it say it has to have value. Teda, and says the Gemara, I'll prove to you that that's the halacha. The Shulch Matam, they sent from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Kasval Asura Enor, if the get was written on something that's Osir B'Hanor, still the get is kosher. Now something that's Osir B'Hanor certainly has no value, and yet the halacha is that it's still a valid get. And as I saw the Achroinim explain, the fact that it's Osir B'Hanor doesn't mean that it doesn't have value or it's not something of substance. It is something of substance, but there is attached to it an Osir B'Hanor. And in fact, says the Gemara, Kosvo, Gufa, teaches us the Gemara, Sholch Mitam, they sent a halacha from Eretz Yisrael, Kosvo al Osir B'Hanor, if the get was written as Osir B'Hanor kosher. Or Rav Ashi, Afanan Namitanina, says Rav Ashi, actually, our Mishnah supports that, because our Mishnah says, Al Ola Shel Zayis, if the get was written on a leaf of an olive tree, which obviously is also not really very valuable, the get is a kosher get. So we see it doesn't have to have value. Says the Gemara, the Mishnah's Raya, the Raya that you're attempting to bring from the Mishnah is not really a Raya. Why? Because Dil Mishani Ala Shel Zayis, that maybe one leaf is not really valuable. But Chazal Tzrufi, a number of leaves, which could be the amount of leaves that are amount of leaves that are needed to write the get, do have a value. The Rishonim discuss when something is Surah and No, the different categories of a Surah and No. Sometimes something is Osir B'Hanor, and sometimes something which is Osir B'Hanor has to be burnt. So some Achroinim suggest the Chalkas Mechaikik, that if it's the type of Isur HaNor that has to be burnt, there's a klal in Shas, the kol ha'omer lisarif, that anything that has to be burnt, kesarif dami. The halacha views it as already it's burnt. And you will not be allowed to use that type of material for a get. The Tzois seems to disagree. He says that as long as you give the get, the Gemara is teaching us that that would be adequate. Tanya, Rabbi Yoimah Kosal Isur HaNor, if the husband wrote the get on something which is also HaNor, the halach is kosher. Nafik Levi V'Darsh Mishmei the Rebbe, he went out and said this halach in the name of Rebbe, V'loi Kosua, and it wasn't really accepted, it really wasn't praised. Mishmei the Rabbim, where it was said then over in the name of the Chachamim, that the Rabbim hold that way, V'Kosua. Alma, so we see that the halach is Kavasei. So the Magen Avraham, based on this Gemara, in Simen Kuf Nun Vav, Sif Kotten Beis, says a very big chiddush. He says that if there's a halacha, which I know the halacha is that way, but if I'm only going to say the halacha is that way in my name, or in the name of a Rav who's not that well accepted, and I say it in the name of somebody who is accepted, our Gemara is teaching us that that presumably would be permissible. Others disagree. The Steichemet discusses this, and the Steichemet says one may never do so. He says, rather, what happened here was that the halacha was indeed originally sent not only in the name of Rebbe, it was also sent in the name of the Chachamim. But the original person who reported this halacha did not see the need to mention the Chachamim's name. But after, when he saw that only Rebbe's name did not get the reception that he hoped for, that's when he changed it. But not that you're allowed to say something which is not true. Tana Baran, the Torah says, regarding the writing of a get, the cost of law, say for creases, the law yim chokat. If you engraved the get, it would not be a kosher get. Lememra, so ask the Gemara, does that mean that chakika lav ksivihi, that by engraving something, It's not considered a valid way of writing. For many, ask the Gemara, the Brisa says, Eved Yotza, an Eved could get a Shtar Shikra, B'Ksav Al Gabi Tavla, if you write the Shtar Shikra on a wood board or pincus, or you write it on a blackboard that would wax, Yotza L'Cheiris, and it would be a valid Shtar Shikra. Avaloi B'Ksav Shal Gabi Kippa, if you wrote on top of a hat that women wear, the gandukhtri, or it's a type of a garment that they wear. In all these cases, they would embroider different letters on those hats and on those garments, but it's not really firm on that. And since they're not firmly put on those garments, that's why it's not considered writing. But don't we see from here that engraving is considered a fine? Answers the Gemara, there are two types of engraving. Amar Ula, Amar Belozer, Loi Kasham. Ha, the Chak Teiches, V'cha, the Chak Yireches. Chak Teiches means that you engrave around the letter, and then by engraving around the letter, you're left with the raised letter. That is unacceptable. Chak Yireches means that you bang, that you engrave into the stone with the letter. And when you grave in the stone with the letter, that is going to be acceptable. Ask the Gemara, Toiches Loi, if the way you engrave is by banging around the letter and then the letters come out raised, it's not considered a valid way of writing. Ask the Gemara, Rimini, the Torah speaks about the tzitz that was worn by the Kohen Gadol. And the Torah Kedoshah says, V'yasu es tzitz neiz azov tor, v'yichtol ha-michta p'chtusa chodesh l'Hashem. Loya kaisoi, they didn't write, says the Brisa, they didn't write the letters kodesh l'Hashem, shikeya, by engraving, elabaylet k'din ezov. The words kodesh l'Hashem were raised letters, so don't we like the coin. But din ezov, and how are coins minted? Taichasein, where you bang into the coin and the image or the letters are raised. And we see that the Torah asked the Gemara, calls that ksiva. Answers the Gemara that indeed the tzitz looked like din rezov, but they weren't actually prepared exactly like din rezov. What does that mean? Kedin rezov, on one hand, the tzitz looked like din rezov, the boilet, that the letters indeed were raised. However, for like kedin rezov, that they weren't exactly done like din. They weren't exactly done like din rezov. Why? Because the ilu hasam, when you make coins, toiches, that's what you do. You bang on the side, and the letters get raised. Hocha yireches. It was done by yireches, which we said is a valid way of writing. Amalei Ravina Ravashi. Rushma. What's the halacha if somebody has rushma, that you make a mold and you put that on top of a piece of metal and you bang the mold? Michritz charetz, how do we look at that mold? What does the mold accomplish? Does that accomplish that it bangs down everything that's around the image and therefore what the image comes up raised is toiches or knufe machnef? What really it does is that it pushes the things on the side down, and that's how it gets raised. Amalei, it does mikritz charetz, and that's called chach toiches. Says the Gemara, Eisvei, the Gemara spoke about the tzitz. Ask the Gemara, lo yikosvei shekeya, they didn't push into the tzitz, ela boilet k'din rezov. And the Gemara is suggesting, what does that mean? Mikritz charetz. And we're saying that mikritz charetz is chach toiches, and that should not be kosher for the writing of a get. Habinan, because ask the Gemara, the Torah, when it speaks about the preparation of the tzitz, it says that it has to be done, the Torah says it has to be done michtav, and we're saying that chok toiches is not considered michtav for leka. And it says the Gemara, kedin rezov, the Gemara says the Torah that we learned before, it was kedin rezov, it looked like a coin, but it wasn't exactly prepared like a coin. For like kedin rezov. Kedin Rezav, it was prepared like a coin, the boilet, where the letters are raised. V'loi Kedin Rezav. Dila Hasam, when you prepare a coin, Megavoi, you do it from around the image. Hacha, the way the tzitz was prepared was that they banged from the other side of the tzitz. They banged out what they wanted to have, and that's considered writing. Ask the Gemara. Bamine Rava Merav Nachman. Kosla Agaba Tashalzov. If a husband wrote a get for his wife on a golden plate, Vamalani tells her, Hiskabli Gitech, this should be your get. Hiskabli Ksubasech. It's obviously a very valuable gold platter, and that should be used for the payment of your ksuba. Mahu. Is this considered, the way Tosfos learns the Gemara's question, is this considered that at the same time you could be using it for the giving of a get and for the payment of the ksuba? Could they come simultaneously? Amalei, mahu, wa uvir alocha. Amalei, he responded, neskabel gitav and neskabel ksubasa, it's a satisfactory way to be divorced and get the ksuba at the same time. Esrei asked the Gemara, the Brisa says, Hiskabli Gitech, if somebody writes the get on a golden platter, and it was wider than the amount of space that you need to write the get, and he said, Hiskabli Gitech, take the get for Shar Luxubasech, and the area that's not being used for the get to be written on should be for ksuba. So then the halacha is that Niskabel Gita, the area on which the get was written will be the get, for Shar, and the rest of the area will be considered for payment of ksuba. So makes the Gemara the point, Tamadik Shar, because you have the area on which the get was written, and you have the area that's left over that could be used for the ksuba payment. Halekashar, if you wouldn't have such a situation, loy, it would not be acceptable. Says the Gemara, loy, who I did afgav the lekashar. That isn't the way to understand what the Bryce is teaching us. It's not because you have area on this platter that can be used for the get, and you have area on this get, on this platter that can be used for the ksuba. That isn't the point. Even if there's plenty of room around the get that could be used for the ksuba payment, it's only going to be a valid way of paying off the ksuba if he expressly says that that's what he wants to accomplish. The loy, if he didn't say so, loy, my tama, what's the reason that that's not acceptable? Avir to the Megiltahu, because unless it was specifically written, it was specifically designated that that's what I'm trying to accomplish, then I'm not going to look at the area around the get as a, I'm not going to look at the area around the get as a space of, as super payment. I'm going to look at the area around the get as the margin of the get. And since it's going to only be viewed as the margin of the get, then it won't be used. It won't be assumed to be the ksuba payment. Tana Rabbanan, hareza getach. If somebody gives a get to his wife, but he says v'naya shali, I am still holding on to the paper that the get was written on. Ainam agreshes. The halacha is ainam agreshes, and there are two reasons that the rishonim give why it's not a valid get. Rashi says, if the husband is still holding on to the paper, then it's oisius parchus b'aver. The words of the get have to be on a piece of paper, have to be on something. But if the husband is retaining ownership of that paper, so then the oisius parchus b'aver. The Rambam has a different explanation. The Rambam says that the reason it's not considered a valid get is because he's holding on, because the paper since he's holding on to the paper, we don't have here a situation of krisis, of total separation and disconnection between the husband and the wife, and that's why it's not a valid get. If somebody gives the get, and he says, "Amnasha techsu es neir, give me back the paper," harezu gimugereshes, because the get that was given is a valid get. And then, when she fulfills the condition and gives back the paper, the get, there will be no question in the validity of the get. Boy rapapa, if somebody says to his wife, "I'm giving you a get, but I'm telling you, ben shita l'shita, the area between the lines, ben teva l'teva, the area, the space between the words, I'm holding on to. My, how will the halacha view? How will the halacha view such situation?" Says the stipler that even though we learned in the previous case of a reza getech v'anayi shali enim agreshes, and Rashi says that there the concern is because it's oishias parchas ba'avir, here that isn't the issue because he's only holding on to space that there's no letter on. Here Rashi says the stipler will agree the concern is that it's lacking in the creases. Mai, and the Gemara says it's a teiku, says the Gemara, but why can we have a havamina that this should be considered a valid get? But typically, the sefer ocher amrachmana, the Torah says sefer creases, you have to give one sefer, and if you're going to keep on separating, if all the areas between the different parts of the get are his, so it's shnayim v'sholos seferim, it's svarim, it's not one sefer. Says the Gemara, loitzricha. What happened is the way the get was written, the Mura, you have letters from one line going into the next line. So there's a total connection between the entire one sefer. And since there's a connection, then the halacha is that the get is a good get. And in fact, the Ramah paskins that when one writes a get, he should write, when the sefer writes the get, he should write it in such a fashion that the letters go from one line into another line, that we have the situation of mu'ura. Bayra Rechama, ha'im machzakim be'evet shishaloi. If everybody knew that a certain evet belongs to a certain owner, the get kosav ayadai, and the get was written on the hands of the evet, as we learned in the Mishnah, and if you test on an aleph, that a get can be written on the hand of an eved. And she comes with this eved and says, "This is my get." Mahu mimrin eknuy ekla. The husband gave her ownership of the get of the eved, and that's why it's a valid get. The woman never became the owner of the eved. If the woman never became the owner of the eved, then it's not a valid get. Amarei, Rava. So Rava says that typically there's a different concern here. The ksav shiyachal is daifu. It's the type of writing that could easily be more erased, and that's not a kosher way of writing a get. Well, Rava says the Gemara. Now that Rava asked this question could have been asked on the Mishnah, because the Mishnah, as we just quoted, said that if you wrote a get aksav yodai shel eved, the halacha is that it's a good get. But why? Why is this not considered ksav shiyachal as dayif? Says the Bishlam Masnisen, our Mishnah could be answered l'rava l'kasha v'edim sira. Our Mishnah is following the opinion that what makes the get into a valid get, the edim Rebbe Lozihi, that make the get see this, and therefore, at the moment, the eved with the get written on him was given to the wife, it's a valid get. El Rabbi Mechama, that says that when you don't have Edim and Sira, what are you going to do? Why? How will this get be a good get if you don't have Edim and Sira to tell us that they saw this transaction that the husband gave the wife a get? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Mechama Nam Lakasha, B'ksoivus kaka. It was written with a tattoo, and the tattoo is not erasable. And even though it's also to write a or make a tattoo, the halacha still is that the get won't become disqualified. As the Rishonim say, it's no worse than what we spoke about at the beginning of the shir, that the get that was written in Surah Hina is kosher. Here too, even though, of course, one should have not made a tattoo, it doesn't disqualify the get. So Bekiva Eger asks, there's a rule that's often debated in Shas. Anything that the Torah says you're not allowed to do, if it was done, it doesn't have any halachic meaning. So ask Bekiva Eger, as we just said, that the tattoo, and even as Tosfos goes into a discussion here, which type of tattoo is this, a deraisa, is a derabbanan, but certainly a milsa d'amar rachman alay savid. So why could it be a good get? So Rabbi Akiva Eger says a very important rule. He says, where do we say, kol milsa d'amar rachman alay savid, i'ovid loy mahani? He says, we only say it by saying loy mahani, we will have been able to have prevented the aveira. But in a situation where we won't be able to prevent the aveira anyway, we don't say kamos d'amar rachman alay savid yavel loy mahani, because it wouldn't make a difference. It's not correctable. Says Rabbi Akiva Eger, here where the get was written with a tattoo, so even though of course a tattoo is usur, but we can't correct it, and since we can't correct it, that's why we don't apply that rule. The question that comes up is, let's say someone made a tattoo, they were irreligious and they didn't know the issur of making a tattoo, and the halacha is, and now they, Baruch Hashem, became a Baal Tshuva, and they want to, the question that they're asked is, do they have to remove the tattoo? And actually, the question is a complicated question, because sometimes the tattoo is the Shem Hashem, and therefore it creates a double problem. If I'm going to remove it, I'm going to be erasing the Shem Hashem. If I'm not going to remove it, then I have to be careful now where I walk with that tattoo, that the Shem Hashem is not allowed to be exposed to places that are not clean, etc. He seems to hold that you should not erase a tattoo that has the Shem Hashem. And he doesn't seem to feel that one must erase a tattoo that was put on improperly. Rather, you can, if you could do it, but it's not, the aveira was already done and it can't be fixed. Says the Gemara, hashtag the asus lahachi, that we've explained that the get was written on the yad of the evid with a tattoo. Masnisa lo tashkshi, there's no question on our Mishnah, how is the get that's written on somebody's hand fine? Because we're going to explain the Mishnah is talking about service kaka tattoo. Says the Gemara, but now, what is the halacha about a get that Rabbi Bachama began this piece of Gemara with a get that was on the Evid, and the woman brings that Evid to Bezdin and says, this is my get. What is the status of a get? Toshma Adam Resh Lakish, Hagoydris Elam Chazaka. Animals, we know there's a concept of a Chazaka, that if you're holding on to something, it's a proof that it's yours. But something which is movable, like animals, it's not considered a proof that it's yours. So here too, avodim are movable, and the fact that a woman walks in with the evid doesn't in any way prove that she owns the evid, and therefore we can't be confident that this is a kosher get.